Hot takes.
Pepperoncini. Pepperoncini.
Yeah.
And now the Pepper and Genie Show with Darren Adkins and Ken Stroh. All right, take it, fellas.
There it is. That's the open.
Okay.
And welcome in. Friday edition of Pepper and Genie right here on TMA STL and Hubbard Radio. Sorry, I was busy signing the baseball that I just threw 80 miles an hour with. Whoever wants that.
I'm going to give you a Sharpie.
No, I already signed it with ink. That's fine. So welcome to the program. Final one of the week and final one of Jackson and I together. Plausi will be back Monday. But Jackson, you got balloon party. I say you could sit in here every day and do this with us. But
I would love to, but I have obligations party. Down the hall.
Yeah, maybe you can quit balloon party and just make this part of your day.
Yeah.
And today a special guest.
Yeah, it'd be a poor career choice.
Yeah, he was on the morning show and he decided to stay in. And Chris Raby is joining us on Pepper and Genie. Welcome, buddy.
Thank you. Can I tell you guys, I have legitimately wondered the mechanics of the show. If you play the intro live,
yes,
or if you just 3-2-1 rip and run, as Lil Durk would say,
and then put it in post.
Well, you can always do
that. I love that you let it ride because
it's in the mood, right?
I mean, like, let's get, you're kind of doing a little shimmy.
Yeah, that way I don't have to count down 3-2-1.
Yeah. Well.
That's more work for me.
Jackson or Plausi editing it anyway after the fact. But thanks for having me. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Am I the second guest outside of Dotem?
Dotem, Doug made a brief fun.
But I consider Doug.
Doug chimed
part
in
of
once.
The family.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Me and Dotem?
Yeah, you and Dotem.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, Learn's never been in.
What about J.R. DeGuzman?
What was that, Iggy?
The comedian you interviewed.
Well, that wasn't Pepper and Genie.
That was kind of a P&G exclusive.
We didn't know where to put them, so we just put it on there.
That was a surprisingly good interview.
Yeah, I enjoyed him. He was fun. I knew nothing about the guy.
I just mean, like, because Plausi was in the mix a little bit. You never know what those guys, like, if they're going to be on or if they're going to be off or if they're going to be, like, a normal person. Some of those comedians will come in and just be, like, just have nothing.
Well, normally
they
won't.
They do the tour, you know.
I won't do them. Obviously, then. We don't want him on the morning show because we never heard of him. I didn't know who he was.
He was good.
But they gave us Tim Meadows.
So I
feel obligated. Look, I can't just take all their big names, so I'll throw in a little one that nobody's heard of. If I can, like Kevin Nealon's coming in about a month, trying to get him in the studio. So leading up that, I'll have to do some of these.
Right.
You didn't have a Lil Sass from Barstool in?
I saw that he was at Helium. Yeah, my buddy went to it. He said it was great.
And I think, like, Iggy, that Tim Meadows, that's like a side of him that you don't often, like, see. Because he doesn't do a ton of media. And he's so good in his roles. And he's in so many big comedies that I liked kind of his thoughtful, introspective, but still so sharp and so funny. That was a cool sesh.
Yeah, so I guess that would have been a Pepper and Genie exclusive because we really didn't know where to put them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, put them on the Pepper and Genie page. But I guess today what we're breaking down is we just got done in the back lot of me attempting to throw 68 miles an hour. Like I said...
Here we go.
Didn't think I could do it. I mean, I told Jackson, it's like you order that 24-inch double-wide pizza.
Right.
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. You think you can do it, then you can't. I just threw out, I can do it. And then after thinking about it, there's no way. But I was proud of...
You're a bit more emphatic.
I was proud how I threw it.
You shouldn't be.
I signed the ball. We're not on YouTube. It's signed. Whoever wants it can have it.
Give it away to TMA Live.
This is the ball that...
It kind of looks like the ball from The Sandlot.
Is this the Leonard Coleman ball, I think? Yes.
Lenny Coles.
1994.
30-year-old baseball for you.
A strike year.
So, do we say how I did it, or just wait till they have to see it?
No, I think we should say it here, and then they can be able to watch the video.
Yeah, I...
It didn't go great.
Well, I got through it well. Was it 51, 52?
51 was the top number.
51.
51 miles per hour.
What about the first two attempts on the record, though?
I was still warming up, and I was just trying to throw as hard as I can, and I kind of bounced one off the wall.
I volunteered to be catcher.
Then I said, I just keep bouncing them at Chris. I'm just going to throw normal, and see how, and that was my fastest one.
Take just, a little off it.
I just took a normal windup and then threw as hard as I could, but I didn't take this big windup and just chuck it. So 51 was my high. But there were a lot of people on the fan page that he won't hit 40.
Well,
he won't hit 50.
Miles an hour. You were almost a third of the...
Well, I also said after I made that boast, I started thinking about it. I said, look, I'm 65 years old. I'm not throwing 68. I said that. And I said, but then I said, you won't hit 50. You won't hit 40. Well, I hit 51, so...
What about the face you made when I showed you what 60 feet looked like?
Well,
yeah,
I wasn't happy.
You did not throw from 60
I wasn't
feet.
Happy with that. I mean, that thing was backed by the Riz truck. I mean, I couldn't even see Doug with my
so
eyesight.
So close when you're at the game.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I tried telling the Doug, and he wouldn't listen to me.
Well, it looks much closer on camera when
right.
they...
It looks close on TV,
well, I mean,
when
you're,
you actually stand
you're standing at the
away.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
Doesn't look that far.
No, it is... but whatever. I think I proved that I was an athlete in my day.
How did...
When you watch the video, you'll prove that. You'll see that.
We didn't, like, break a window or hit a car. I almost got run over. Did you see that?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
You weren't paying attention.
What?
I did get run over.
I was chasing a ball.
Well, it was our fault. We just said, car, and then move everything out of the way.
Yeah, but we did in a spot where we were never going to hit a car or anything.
No.
We were in the safest spot possible.
Now, when we started taking BP,
right.
Duck and cover.
Yeah, when we were playing long toss, there were car, and there were your throws, not mine. I didn't miss.
Of course.
Cars didn't come into play unless they were pulling into the lot. And then one lady went by her, and she wouldn't help us out. I said a little help, and she just kind of ignored us.
Well, the ball fired past her down the alley. She had no idea what was going on. You just yelled, hey, little help?
Little help. That thing was down.
Abrasively.
It was down on Olive.
And then I took off to go get the ball, and she goes, what's going on? Don't worry about it.
Then Carly Lawrence pulled in, and she didn't know what was going on. We had to move for her.
Alarmingly out of breath at the end of it.
Well, I played long toss for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then I was winding up throwing as hard as I could for 4 or 5.
I had a with the 10, 15
10 to 15.
I had to run against your ball. I had to run against your ball.
We just said I got it.
Well, you threw for one.
And it was
that
one
that
you threw past.
You
me.
Threw one that I had to go get. So, yeah, I'm not in greatest shape. So, yeah, if I'm out there bustling around and hustling and throwing and catching and running for 15, 20 minutes, yeah, you get a little tired.
Now the first
fine pitch, now, aren't I?
The first pitch you threw to Chris was a tad short. It came up a tad short.
Got about
the first one that I really tried to chuck hard.
Feet.
Yeah,
I tried to throw it as hard as I could.
You kind of spiked it.
And I said, well, that's not going to work. Just trying to throw it as hard as you can. Your mechanics aren't there. So just I'll worry about mechanics and throw normally, and then just kind of throw a little velocity and hit 51. So
you seem so smug about the 51. That was still
well. There's people that said I wouldn't do
75% of your objective.
There's people that said I wouldn't do 35. I wouldn't do 40. I wouldn't do 45. No way you'll even do 50. And that was the majority of the guesses.
Okay, can I psychoanalyze something?
So I beat
something,
most
though?
Of those people's
somehow
guesses.
This is coming out of victory.
Can I
think
psychoanalyze
I
something though, Jackson? Give me your thoughts on this. It
sure.
seems like the only things that get you triggered are, like the way you're talking right now, are people on the fan page comments that you go and seek out?
I don't seek them
out. If you didn't go and look for those, you would have just said, you know what? I threw 51. Is what it is. But instead, there's like, you know.
Kind of a vindictive
K for Candetta. Like,
I don't seek anything out. If I'm on the fan page and I go through the post. And
the way you talk, it's like 99% of your sourced information comes from a post on the fan page.
Well, they're listeners to the show. The listeners of the show don't really, unless they text in, I don't know what they're saying.
Right.
They don't
you
talk.
Block them all.
So I can only go by what I see.
But you don't need to see it.
Should I just quit the fan page? I won't see anything.
No, but why would you need to see that people were saying you were only going to throw 35?
It was a post. I was
That's
tagged
a
in it. It was
Jackson,
a
do you know what I'm saying?
I tagged in it, so I read it.
I hear what you're saying.
You'd take a lot of stress out of your life if you didn't consume.
And do you really? Yeah, I'm really stressed out about this. And do you really think I care? Again, content. This whole thing was content.
Right.
And it'll
content
be up,
almost took out my kneecap.
It'll be up on our Instagram. Yeah, but what about the other through I threw that were strikes?
Yeah.
You want to sit here and just shit all over the bad ones that I try to throw as hard as I can. What about the warm-ups?
I let off. I said I was.
What about the warm-up tosses? Were anything that you had to go chase? Anything you had to lunge over your head?
You're
they were
right.
All
you're,
at
you're
your
about
chest.
A number two starter right now.
They were all at your chest. And then when I just took the normal windup and hit 51, it was a strike down the middle of the plate. So it's all on video. You'll see the warm-up and you'll see the throw.
I mean, this is a victory, it sounds like. It sounds
now,
like you came
you've
out
twisted my brain into a pretzel to now I feel like you won because you're boasting about it so just brazenly. Yeah.
Well, I think people thought I was going to get out there and you're going to see some 65-year-old man fall down and throw like a girl. And
I thought you were going to hurt yourself.
I think
did say you'll spontaneously combust when like your car on 270.
Yeah, when I got a little tired, but when you see the video, you'll see I was an athlete.
Yeah, I think was. That actually throughout all of this, whatever's coming out of Mike 3 right now about somehow he won this challenge.
And I kind of like believe him,
right? And I do agree that Iggy did look like. He looks like he knows how to throw a baseball.
Shockingly competent.
Yes, he looked like he knows how to throw a baseball.
So, yeah, did I hit 68? No. After
did
I made that
close? No.
After I made that boast to Doug, and I thought about it, I said,
then double down.
Can I hit 68? No.
What was the...
No, the day after, I didn't double down. I said, no. I don't think...
He retrieved it
quickly. Did you say that you could field a punt in the NFL?
Oh, yeah,
I think you said kickoff, to be fair.
Yeah.
So
kickoff.
What's, like...
Playoffs.
Okay, so... For the punt, you would be standing there, and would you be able to fair catch it?
Well, that's what it would be, a fair catch.
Okay, but you
I'm not
think...
run back and catch and start trying to dodge
but
people.
But you think you would catch
that
it...
I'd pay to see.
...and not fumble?
Like, not...
Well, if
it,
I said I'd catch it, that wouldn't be a fumble, because then it wouldn't be a catch.
You think you could
muff.
Catch it?
You
well, I said kickoff. I said kickoff.
What do you think's harder? A punt's probably harder.
Yeah,
punt's
because,
harder because the guys are right down your neck.
Yeah, well, because just, it could be, you know, kickoffs are usually... straighter,
right.
You're kicking off of a tee.
Lower trage.
Or through the back of the end zone.
Yeah, whereas a punt, you got a spiral and it could hit the wind.
And then
it could
you
start
die.
Going that way or that way.
What if I told you you had to either take a punch from Floyd Mayweather, one punch, or to field no fair catch a punt with an NFL punt coverage team running at you to tackle you and hit you full speed?
Mayweather punch all day.
No, I'd take the punt because then I'd just catch it and fall to the ground. Wouldn't be a fair
catch.
No,
you have to. You have
well,
to.
It's not a fair catch. I'll catch it and I'll just fall.
No, they're going to hit you.
Well, I'm not going to do either. I'm not stupid.
I would take the Mayweather. He's like 140 pounds.
Dude, they'll knock you
so
out.
So what?
I mean,
still knock you
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it would hurt. I don't think you would knock me out.
What?
I think one Floyd Mayweather punch to the face.
How many times? That's all it ever is one punch to the face.
Right. Like, I would go down. I'm not saying I wouldn't go
down. How many
down.
Knockouts
I'm not saying
does
I would
he
just
have?
Stand there. Not many.
Well, I would take the punt because I could. Maybe miss the initial guy, maybe juke and miss the initial guy.
Oh, no,
and the second guy maybe got me around the hip or something. And I just fell.
No, you would be cut in half. They would.
No, I can.
You're not going to juke past an NFL
if
player.
If I make one move and the other guy just.
Oh, you're not making. Jesus.
An arm tackle around my legs, I'm down.
Okay,
nobody
catching
hurt me.
A pass over the middle and.
I did that before.
Derwin James is coming right down the chute.
Yeah, and like a 15-year-old knocked your lights out. What would
oh, yeah,
the
that was
linebacker
my,
do?
That was my last day of football.
Yeah, I would the Mayweather punch all day. NFL punch. Do I have like any?
I think the Mayweather punch could literally kill you.
No way.
Well, I wouldn't make
it. If it was
that.
Tyson,
no, I'm saying it could.
Tyson in his prime, yeah,
dude.
Trust me, Chris. If Mayweather punched me in the face, I'd have a broken jaw and I would go down.
You don't think
and
he,
probably go out, but it would not kill me.
You don't think he has the power?
Yes, I do.
To
think
to end
does.
A life with one punch.
Maybe, yeah, probably, but I think a lot of people have the power if they hit you in the right spot.
Right, and you don't think he knows like more better.
He's gonna
than,
try to kill me. Well, then yeah, I'll take the punt.
He's
coverage.
Trying to square. I changed the punt to catch over the middle.
Hey, boy,
I'm gonna get hit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got knocked out as a 15-year-old and ended my football career. So
what's gonna
I can
happen?
Only imagine what would happen as a 65-year-old.
At least you didn't have to not cut your hair.
If you cut a pass over the middle, your spine. Would just
disintegrate.
You would get
It'd be
hit.
Like my car.
You would get hit one way, but your spine would stay in one spot and just be sitting there like a broomstick.
Yeah.
That'd be a good meme of stuff like disintegrating like Iggy's car. Like somebody gets, like whoever UFC fights this weekend do gets knocked out. All of a sudden it shows Iggy's car on 270.
It just falls to ashes and I'm sitting in a seat.
With
yeah.
Holding a steering wheel, it's connected to nothing.
Yeah. My
Someone,
golf club's
yeah, that's
still there.
A meme. Someone embarrasses themselves like. Out in public or on a date, it's just all of a sudden Iggy holding the steering wheel.
I wouldn't do either of those. Now, this I just did because Doug brought it up. I said, yeah, I can do it.
Well, you're an athlete.
And then I didn't do it, but I hit 51. I'm proud of that. That's
thank you for letting
half a hundred.
You know, my at my parents
looking at it.
my parents' house. I've got
that's all I'm looking at. Half a hundred. I mean, yeah. Hey, Ryan, what'd you hit? 103? I got half of that, and I'm more than 40 years older than you. So how about that, buddy?
Are you? Continue. Sorry.
Well, no, I was gonna say my parents' house. You know, like I'm sure you've got. I've got Cardinals ring from 2013, National League champions, credentials.
Replica?
No, I got one from the organization.
Why?
What?
Why?
For being on the broadcast.
What, after the show, after the game?
Pre-game, post-game, yeah. Me and Wheeler both got them with our names on them. Got them in the...
It's not really the broadcast, but yeah, congrats to you.
What do you mean?
Well, the game was over. The game hadn't started, and the game was over, so it's...
So your issue is that the organization decided to give us...
I did pre- and post-game in 2006. I didn't get a ring. One for Cam Wax, but I still did it.
Who'd you do it for?
590.
So you weren't affiliated with the team?
No.
Okay. So I've got that. I've got credentials. I've got ticket stubs. I've got memorabilia that I've bought that's for my dad, whatever. What is it going to take to leave here with that baseball? Give me a number. Write it down on a piece of paper and slide it across the table.
There you go. You can have it. I don't need anything for it.
So what are you going to take out of your trophy case now, Chris?
The ring.
Yeah, the ring.
I'm going to throw in the garbage. Actually, the ring's in a safe deposit box.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't leave that laying around the house. I'd put that in a safety deposit box.
The ball?
No, your ring.
Even though he should.
Do you ever wear it? Do you ever take it out for special occasions?
Never once, never will I. The only time it's ever been on my hand is that night at like the reception that the organization had. And
really?
I've never
almost 10 years you never put it on.
No, it's in a safe deposit.
I've
never seen it since.
If I was going to a wedding or something, I'd probably take it out of there and put
that
it on.
That is so Hoosier.
Unless you're trying to get laid. Hey, babe.
I don't need that help.
See that?
Yeah, it works so well for Cardinal Cowboy.
Yeah, like,
well,
are you kidding?
Got fake
rings. Sweet. And also, I'm clearly not. My thing is, I'm not a player. I shouldn't ever wear it.
Right.
But. Then people would see me and think it was like a giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
and
Big
then,
Al.
Which people wear.
It. Yeah. And then you're wearing it.
I mean, it's cool and it's like, it means
a
lot.
Oh, it's incredible.
But
not something you wear.
Like, it's in the nice box with my, or the case with my name etched on it and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit.
Is that's it? Cool. Is your name engraved on the side?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's legit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They gave it to, I could commend the Cardinals because I think most organizations do that, but they gave it to everybody. They gave it to like, the front office staff, the people behind the scenes,
I mean, we
the
did
grounds
not have
crew.
We did not have to buy it, which I know.
Sub-organization.
Yeah, some of those, they give you the option to buy it.
Which I probably wouldn't have done, but yeah, this it was cool. But anyway, enough about the ring.
Hey, you got the ball now.
This is big, with a big scuff mark.
Yeah, well, that was before that. That ball's from 94. That's a Leonard Coleman ball.
Took a tumble.
Probably, it's probably juiced.
Well, you didn't get any of the juice then.
Well, I don't. I'm not sure I threw that ball. I think I threw this one.
Oh, well then.
Yeah, okay. There's balls rattling around the studio.
I'll sign
I don't
this.
Want that. I want the real thing.
All right. I think I'll sign.
Actually,
this.
No. Okay. I think it's got to go in the shrine. It's got to stay in here.
Yeah, it should.
And you've got here. Can I like? I'll authenticate it like they do. Here, give it to me for a second with the pen. I'm gonna write on the side of it.
No, don't ruin it by writing on
no,
it.
No, I'm not gonna ruin it.
Yeah, just leave it there. What, is there anything you caught today?
I need the same color pen.
Oh, God.
This is great radio.
Are we about done?
Yeah, I mean, once Chris authenticates this, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to watch the video and see everything that happened, but
Jesus.
I'm sorry, Tommy. Well, Tommy doesn't listen to this show. Pepper and Genie. I turned my phone back on when I went outside, and I forgot to turn it back off for Pepper and Genie. Today is the 6th, 7th?
5th.
5th?
Well, it's in there somewhere.
I don't know dates. I really don't. Well, we'll sign off. You'll have to go back and when will it be posted, Jackson, for people to see?
Probably around noon.
Around noon. Go back. It'll be on our TMA page. Download the app. You could win an Adam Wainwright or Yadier Molina signed, is it a Bud Light can?
Budweiser. Edition, best Bud can.
Budweiser can. Pretty cool.
Yeah,
so you can download the app and we'll pick somebody at the
end
of the
month. Find Pepper and Genie, find Tim McKernan Show, Balloon Party, TMA.
My Straight to the Webs. There's probably three of them up there.
Something like that.
I'll add some more. Raby, thanks for coming. I don't know, you're writing all over the ball. I don't want you've ruined the entire thing now.
Authenticating it.
Oh, who gives a shit? So you can cuss on this, so I try to. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Chris.
Yeah, show me, boys.
All right. Jackson, thanks for filling in all week.
Happy to do so, brother.
At any time. Maybe there's a day we were delayed on doing it till after 11.
Yeah, then I'm in.
Always come sit in with us.
Beautiful.
Plowsy will be back next Monday. We'll probably do a whole recap of Montana. I'm looking forward to that. That's trout country, I think. For him, it was pot country. We'll just talk to Plowsy about his trip next week. Everybody have a great weekend. It's supposed to be fairly nice, high around 90, a little sunny. So enjoy the weekend, and we'll be back here Monday right here on Hubbard Radio. I had to catch myself. TMASTL. Everybody have a great weekend.